Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 166. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
Gusto.
Gusto.
He's got gusto.
Mm-hmm. Jacques Gusto.
You got Gust over? Is Gus over again? Sorry.
Who's Gus?
I have no idea.
Gusto.
Gus.
He's got imaginary friends.
Cinderella. Gus.
Exactly.
Gus.
Anyway, my second night back in a row. How about that? Would you look at me?
Would you look at him?
Oh,
you don't look any worse for wear?
No, I don't look great,
under.
That's for sure.
Wear?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
You're like,
I know.
What do I do with that?
That's okay. Yeah, we just got done with our full. Now we got a little mini ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, Sean. Is that your name? Sean.
I'm Sean.
What are we going to talk about?
Still Sean. We are going to talk about something that is Nate's pick. Mm. It is Big Bay Point Lighthouse in Michigan. Michigander.
Why is there a thumbs down on here?
What? What are you talking about? Who put thumbs down?
Oh, mine says Big Bay Point Lighthouse in Michigan, thumbs down.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
You have a different phone. It's your phone.
Why are you?
I really don't.
I keep wanting to say big boy.
Did I put a thumbs up. Well, you do have a thumbs. That's weird. Yeah, but that's not what mine says. Mine has a big middle
weird.
Finger.
Yeah, mine's
weird.
Middle finger.
Mine has rock on.
Rock on.
Yeah, I got thumbs down. I was like, hey, oh, thanks a lot.
I was Nate's pick.
This topic sucks already. We ain't talked about it.
Is it too late to say, and if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic?
No, and you just did.
So. It was almost late, but you got it. Just in time.
The topic.
Well, good. Yeah, the Big Bay Point Lighthouse. So you have a little foundation, Sean?
It's a bay.
Or no?
I do.
Oh, good.
It's beautiful. It is big. It's huge.
It's a big bay.
In Japan. Big Bay Point Lighthouse, bed and breakfast. 5 stars, by the way. Located 25 miles north of the historic town of Marquette and nestled on the cliffs of Lake Superior, rest the Big Bay Point Lighthouse Inn. A great place for adults in search of a secluded retreat from modern life. This unique bed and breakfast inn is one of the few surviving resident lighthouse inns in the country, and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is also haunted.
Hmm. You don't say.
I do say. Can I say something about Michigan that has nothing to do with this? Because I've been dying to tell you guys this. Did you know that Michigan has the magic capital of the world?
I think you told me that the other
day. Yeah, I tell you that the other day.
I thought you mentioned it.
Like, I work with a girl who told me, this is a little bit convoluted. I'll make this quick. We had a patient, and she said, oh, I've worked with this patient before. He will remain nameless. She said he's a magician, or he practices magic. And I was like occult magic or like sleight of hand magic? She's like, sleight of hand magic. And she goes, I do too. I'm a magician. And I was like, no. She's a PT, by the way. And she said, yeah, I'm from Colon, Michigan. Have you ever heard of Colon? It's by Coldwater. I know Coldwater. Mm-hmm. But it's Colon, as in your colon, C-O-L-O-N. Her name's Tanya. I'm going to totally call her out right now. So she's from the magic capital of the world. And she said that she didn't really think about it being Colon, which is the ace end of Michigan, apparently, is what she referred to it as, since it is the colon. But she was interviewing at Purdue, and they said Cologne, Michigan. Like, oh, you're from Cologne, Michigan. And she goes, it's actually Colon. And she laughed, and she's like, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. But, like, I wouldn't want to admit that I'm from Colon, Michigan. But it is the magic capital of the world. Hmm. I love Houdini. And I told her, I said, I love that. I love Houdini and all things magic, so.
A riveting story. So anyway.
Riveting,
No.
There's a foul stench in the air.
Love is in the air.
The colon.
Like when you go to the city and you check it out, is it a colonoscopy?
I was say.
That's good.
She's going to hate that I called her out. She said, please don't mention that on your show. And so
there you go. You just mentioned it on the show.
I just won't tell her. How about that?
This opened in 1896.
Yes.
Wow. Operated with an active keeper until 1941, which was the first year of World War II. When it was automated, it has been offering overnight stays high above the waters of Lake Superior since the mid-1980s. I want to check this place out. Even on nights when there is room at the inn, there is a full house, with as many as 5 resident spirits on site, including one belonging to the first keeper.
Look how beautiful that is with pretty. Snow. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty darn cold up
little,
there.
Little red, little reddish brick or whatever stone.
Up in the UP, yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it looks... It is quintessential lighthouse.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I could live there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, pretty old.
Mm. Yeah, one of the first little stories is about a man named Frederick Babcock.
I like how you said
sure.
Babcock.
I just hit an ad, so I lost my page. All right. This was 1901 in November. Loaded up supplies for a day of hunting near Big Bay, Michigan. Back then, hunting big and small game was a routine for the average youper. That's what you call an Upper Peninsula liver person.
Liver
person. Resident. As going, it was, you know, going hunting was a routine, just as like going to the local grocery store is today. What wasn't routine on this particular trip 120 years ago was the remains of dead body Babcock discovered hanging from a tree.
Nice. Not nice, but
what are you saying over there?
Time and weather had clearly ravaged the dangling figure. Tattered bits of fabric clung in patches to the decomposing flesh. On its head, a few telltale wisps of red hair. Babcock rushed to the nearest place he could think of for help. Oh, it wasn't his body. He found a body.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yep, Babcock.
Back up.
Yep.
Sorry, reverse.
Just trying to read through this.
No, it's
right. So, yeah, Babcock discovered the hanging dead body.
Okay.
So, yeah, he ran for help at the Big Bay Point Lighthouse. The entry logged by the light keeper, and it read, Mr. Fred Babcock came to the station at 12:30 p.m. while hunting in the woods 1.5 miles south of the station. This noon, he found a skeleton of a man hanging to a tree.
Hmm.
We went to the place with him and found that the clothing and everything tally with the former keeper of this station, who has been missing for 17 months. The keeper's hunch was soon confirmed. The remains of those of Henry William Pryor, the first keeper of the light at Big Bay Point.
WP. Nice. He's the renowned ghost there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a long story.
Yeah, it was. For a minute. It helped if I could read correctly, too.
I loved it, is what I meant. There's some.
I look at words as challenges, and I trip over them quite often.
Oh, we hit that hurdle. Nate, oh, we hit the next hurdle. You know? Oh, we hit every single hurdle. No, I love it. So here's some background. Before its lighting on 1896, many ships had embarked themselves onto this piece of land. The construction of the building began in 1882, and it took them 14 years to build it. It remained as a purely lighthouse until 1950, when it was bought by the Army base that monitored parts of Lake Superior. A murder, you say, at Big Bay Tavern by someone stationed at the Army base was the inspiration for the novel Anatomy of a Murder, by Robert Traver, a very successful book that became a film. In 1955, the lighthouse was abandoned. In 1961, a plastic surgeon named John Pix bought it. Is there a play on words in there with plastic surgery? By the time he had bought it, the building had become derelict And so he started to rebuild it as a private residence for himself. He succeeded, but became ill soon after he finally finished his work. He sold his land to the current owners, John Gale and John Gamble, who turned it into a bed and breakfast. It still serves this purpose today. Throughout its history, it's always remained as an active lighthouse. Maybe it's the only active lighthouse in bed and breakfast. It's also extremely haunted.
You know it.
Haunted, I did say.
Well, I'm going to come off of that. It says, when Norman Buck Gotchel took over the lighthouse and keeper's quarters in 1986, he transformed, as you said, transformed it into a bed and breakfast, though it's said that it wasn't until 61-year-old Buck married a 26-year-old former model in 1989 that the lighthouse received that much-needed woman's touch. It also received some significant attention. According to the AP Wire story published on October 30th, 1989, Gotchel insists he and his wife did not invent Pryor's sick ghost to drum up business, though he did claim it wasn't long after they took over the inn that some guests report seeing a ghostly man in a U.S. Life Saving Service uniform roaming the grounds. However, through the years, even as other owners took over, the reports continue with guests reporting various disturbances like someone or something banging on the water pipes, faucets being left on, door slamming, and other phenomena to one seemed able to explain. Or I'm sorry, good grief, I can't read. And other phenomena no one seemed able to explain. Current owner and innkeeper Nick Korstad, who purchased the lighthouse in 2018, doesn't offer an explanation, but he does admit to his own experience with the ghostly presence. He is quoted as saying, "It was haunted when I acquired it," he told the Northern Express. "There was an apartment in the basement where the previous owners left a lot of stuff behind. I heard a lot of commotion downstairs and thought someone was in the basement. When I heard them coming up the stairs, I was in the dining room. I heard them walk into the kitchen. I looked over and no one was there. I felt it walk behind me and then it went out through the front door all at once." He says, "Whatever it was, I do not know."
Ooh, shivers up my spine.
How about that? Yeah.
Is the ghost of Harry Pryor, or is it the ghost of Harry Pryor, the dedicated and exacting lighthouse keeper who succeeded in protecting the lives of countless Lake Superior sailors, but failed to protect that of his firstborn son? Is it George Pryor, the only assistant his father trusted, keeping watch for his sleeping father forevermore? Or could it be the ghost of all those sailors lost in the dark between islands who wrecked at Big Bay Point long before Harry and George in the lighthouse came to be?
Yeah, I like to visit this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went to, in 2019, when we went to Mackinac, went to that lighthouse in Mackinac City. It's pretty cool. That's the first lighthouse I've ever seen in person.
Yep, I've seen that one.
Not in person, but like did a tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun.
I want to say I don't think I've ever seen one in person.
In the tower, with the lighthouse itself is like 50.
I need to catch
57
up.
Feet high or 50. I can't remember, but
it's tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of lighthouses pretty. All around Michigan.
Yeah, I've seen a map of them, and it's just like every few miles there has been one.
I guess they've got the most in the world, the most lighthouses. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I know the East Coast
lots of shipwrecks, too. Didn't we cover that?
You guys have anything else? Sean, you have anything else?
Did you mention that William Pryor was the red-haired man that ran around there? Did you talk about that? I thought you did, yeah. So I didn't.
Nate did.
I thought so, yeah. He's got a fondness towards water and often turns on faucets. Did you mention that?
Yep.
Banging noises.
Yep.
Somewhere in the building.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I was like, a recap. Sorry. Yeah.
That was unfair. I was like, did you guys read attention to each other?
Did you read? Well, I thought you did, but I didn't know if you had mentioned some of the details.
The slamming and the faucet. Yes.
The slamming. I thought you would appreciate a recap.
Sorry, creepy.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that good. It's not that good.
We got to go.
It's not that bad, but it's not that good either.
So we got to go to the UP is what you're saying.
I guess. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. That's a good story, though.
Mm-hmm.
And now you guys know where the magic capital of the world is.
That's magic.
That's magic. Great.
Which one of you guys did one of the creepies post that movie called Magic, and it had Anthony Hopkins in it?
I did.
Was that you? I've never seen that. Have you seen that movie before? I've never seen it.
No. It scared the crap out of me as a kid.
Super creepy, though.
The trailer always scared me because of the dummy.
Yeah.
You're not the dummy. I'm not the dummy.
You're the dummy.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins was like 41. I looked at his. I'm big on ages with actors.
He plays super creepy.
Yeah. And it's got Anne Margaret.
Yes.
She's the...
Hot in the City.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be.
Yeah. No, I've not seen the movie, but it scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It was like 1978, I believe. So I was seven. I'd see that come on. That and, I've seen it since then, but with the balls with the blades. Phantasm.
Man, oh, Phantasm. Movies, yeah. Yep.
Scared the crap out of me as a kid as well when the trailer would come on. So nothing else, though? Are we done? With I'm going to say big boy.
We probably should.
Got anything else? I mean,
Big bear.
The Great Outdoors. God bless John Candy.
I know. Dan Aykroyd. That's a great movie. We love that movie.
Oh, yes.
Got the twins.
Go faster.
He's pulling, and that bear comes up that.
Did you?
Out of the ground.
This is way off base, and I know we should stop it. We should stop it as soon as
Bald
I.
Bear. That is
hilarious, by the way. That John Belushi, so the Blues Brothers, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, who made that Universal Studios, whatever studio it was, actually had it in their budget for his cocaine habit.
Oh,
and
gosh.
He seriously, like thousands of dollars so that they could keep him going. And they said in his it is super sad, but they said in his camper there was like mounds of cocaine. And I'm like, oh, that's awful. Hmm. But they actually
shame on them for
a director or whatever, it was Landis, basically had just said they had to keep him going.
Right. John Landis.
Like John Landis, yeah. Hmm. So anyway, yeah. Sorry, I brought that down.
Great, that's a great addition,
like
Sean.
You like that? I'll keep it going.
How does this have anything to do with Big Bay Lighthouse?
I have no idea. I've gone.
Well, you go there, that mounds of I've cocaine. Gone. John Belushi's goes to see.
They're sand dunes.
Well, first you go through the magic capital of the world. So I know
he's at it. Everything
colon.
Yeah,
I've been everywhere, man.
You gotta go through
Johnny,
colon,
like Johnny Cash. I gotta go through the colon.
Gotta get a colon cleanse. Nate, we're desperate. Help us out, please. Good grief.
I'm just gonna say that's a wrap.
Great call.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
That is the best.
We went a little sideways at the end of this one.
That's all right. Thank you, Nate, and thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle Age Mini 166 and our discussion on the Big Bay Point Lighthouse in Michigan. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.